The new House of Representatives was also sworn in today, a House that has seen the Republican majority shrink for the third consecutive election. Illinois Republican Dennis Hastert was reelected for his second term as Speaker, defeating the Democrats' choice, Richard Gephardt. The opening of the 107th Congress was a happy occasion. Members brought their young children, and there was talk of bipartisanship and common ground. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, the optimism didn't last long.
The convening of a new Congress, even a closely divided one, is not only a day when members sit down together as newly elected representatives of their home districts. It's also a day for members such as Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin to parade relatives, both old and young, into the House chamber.
This is Noah. Noah is one of my grandnieces, one of my favorites. This is her first swearing in, right?
But Cardin also struck a more somber note on the way in when he warned that he and his Democratic colleagues expect some significant concessions from Republicans if there's to be any harmony in this new Congress.
If you want to really work together, Democrats have to be at the table. We have to get the number of seats that we're entitled to on the committees. So I think it's a very important first signal by the Republicans as to whether they want to work in a bipartisan way.
Later, speaking before the full House, Minority Leader Richard Gephardt echoed those concerns.
We hope for a bipartisan atmosphere in this new Congress, and we understand that this requires not just words, but deeds and actions. We know that our differences on issues are heartfelt and real, but I hope the closeness of the margin between our parties in the Congress will be viewed as an opportunity, not a hindrance.
Speaker Dennis Hastert, though, chose to play down the small edge House Republicans will have, the smallest spread between the two parties in four decades. Hastert characterized strong political differences as something that may occur inside the Beltway, but not necessarily beyond the nation's capital.
It serves no purpose to dwell on the past. After all, our country is at peace. Our economy is still fundamentally strong. Our people are united with a strength of purpose and by a desire to live the American dream. It's only in Washington where many still have a lingering animosity of the political parties. My friends, we need to get over it.
But it quickly became clear that animosity between the parties was not only still lingering, it was nearly palpable. Democrats immediately objected to the reluctance of Republicans to grant more even ratios on committees to more closely reflect the nearly even split between the two parties. Michigan Democrat John Dingell was one of the most vocal critics, lashing out in what he termed a speech of sorrow and sadness.
If you want to have a president who was elected by the narrowest margin in history, and whose tenure is, as a legitimate president, is in fact open to question, to succeed and to be able to talk about bipartisanship and cooperation, this is not the way that you begin the affairs of this Congress.
And so a first session of the 107th Congress that began with promises of bipartisanship ended in confrontation, a very short honeymoon indeed for a Congress whose relations already seem on the rocks. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.